about your grace and mercy. Where would I be, 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 oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I want to thank God for sending your son, Jesus. You're wonderful, so marvelous. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You're everything. You're everything. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Jesus, yeah. Jesus is so wonderful.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
All right.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
No need to worry.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's gonna be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Some of us have had to pick cotton. God brought you from that. Some of us had to work in them other people's kitchen hot, and they calling you girl and boy. God brought us from that. Some of us had to do without to get along. But God brought us from that. We are living better today than we ever lived in our lives.
Yes, yes.
I can remember working for 50 cents an hour. And I had to work till the white man said you'd go home, boy. Worked at the sawmill for $1.25. And had to work 10 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And couldn't take a day off. If I thought about taking a day off. But God brought us from all of that. Couldn't go in the theater, Paramount, that was downtown Alexandria. God brought us from there.
Yeah.
We had the Venus in Winfield. God brought us from there. As I said, the public library, it was supposed to be open to all people, but in 1965, it was still closed to blacks.
Yeah.
But the taxpayer money was paying for it.
Yeah.
God had brought us from there. We could go in any library we want to now. And we won't even go use them. Computers. God brought us from all of that. We ought to be thankful. Yeah. Then he said, when you eat.
Yeah.
Don't just say your blessing before you eat. But thank God after you're through, you're full.
Yeah.
Stomach hurting. That ain't too much.
Yeah.
Thank God for the meal because somebody is hungry.
Yeah.
And God has blessed you to be full. Something when you get in your goodly houses, thank God. Don't forget, you didn't do it by yourself. God gave you the power to do it. And however you are right now in life, God is the one that has brought you to this point. You didn't do it by yourself. Somebody helped you along the way. All through here, he said, remember. Don't let your heart get lifted up.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we get a dime over starvation. We get the big head.
Yes.
Look what I got. You ain't got nothing. It ain't none of yours. Whatever you got right now, it belongs to God. And you are the manager of it. How I know you ain't got nothing? If you got a house, stop paying taxes on it. A house paid for. Stop paying your taxes. That's all I got to say. Stop paying taxes on it. See how long you'll be owning it. The sheriff will be coming there tacking a letter on the door, evicting you. Somebody else done paid the taxes. And you ain't got no money to get a lawyer to fight it. Or the money to pay the taxes that they done paid. You ain't got nothing. You are just a manager of what God blessed you with, and just thank God for it. Don't look down on another fellow that don't have what you got. You just help him to get where you at. It's, you know, say, don't let your mind and heart get lifted up and forget the Lord your God. That he brought you from where you were to where you are now. Don't forget what God have done for you. Don't forget that it was God that have brought you thus far. You don't want to forget that. And how you can not forget it. He said, now they had forgotten because they had disobeyed the commands and the decree. As you obey God, you'll be reminded that it ain't you, but God. As you read his word, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. As you spend time with God in prayer and praise, it'll help you to remember God.
Yes.
You know, when I was in the service, we used to get those letters. Someone was, Dear John, Brother Lavallee, you cried, put that in the way. Dear John, you cried, you put that letter away. You didn't read that. Now, Brother Bell, you didn't read that letter. But those letters that was flowerous, had a nice sweet smell to them, and all of them sweet words, you know, flowers are blue, roses are red. Come on, come on, come on, help me with it now. Come on, help me with it now. It's a more to it now. And I love you. All right, then. So, those letters you held and you read them, every time you got lonely, you pull that letter out. And you do this number here. Boy, this my honey here. Yeah. You read that, but that dear John, you throw that in the way. So the more you read God's word, the more you feel his love.
Yes.
And you get a point where you do the word, you know. It's sweet.
It is.
A sweet aroma here.
Yes.
And the more you're in his word, the more you are likely not to forget from whence he has brought you.
Yes.
And I'm about finished. He brought us from a mighty long way, my darling.
Yes.
And we must not forget, there's always somebody.
Yeah.
You need to remember that, my darling.
Yes.
That loves you.
Yes.
That cares about you.
Yeah.
That hears every word you speak.
Yes.
He sees everything you do.
Yes.
He knows every thought we think.
Yes.
He's the anchor of our soul.
Yes.
And that's our rock of our salvation, the object of our faith, the finish and final of our faith is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who came down, fought in two generations,
yes.
Went about doing good, thought not of himself,
yes.
Fed the hungry,
yes.
Clothed the naked,
yes.
Healed the sick,
yes,
touched the blind and they had sight, touched the lepers and they were cleansed. But one Friday, he went to Pharaoh,
yeah,
where he hung bread and died for your sin and my sin.
Yeah.
One Friday, had a kangaroo coat.
Yeah.
Even Paul said, I found no fault in this man.
Yeah.
But they crucified him.
Yeah.
One Friday,
yeah,
took a speared him in his side.
Yes, sir.
Water and blood come rushing out. Water for baptism, blood for sacrament.
Yeah.
He died. Put a crown of thorns on his head.
Yes.
One theologian said 72 strips of blood came streaming down his face,
yes,
which represented the Sanhedrin Council. He died,
yes,
but he prayed before he died.
Yes.
In the middle of his dying, he said, Father, forgive them,
yes,
but they know not what they do.
Yes.
He died,
yes,
laid his head in the lock of his shoulder, and expired for your sin and my sin.
Yes.
We ought to remember Jesus. Remember who he is. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's our all in all. He's bread when I'm hungry. He's water when I'm thirsty. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's a doctor in a sick room. You ought to know him, my lady. Do you know him? Say, yeah, I know my Jesus. That same Jesus that happened Friday. Every day is a different day. Friday night he stayed right where he was. Saturday he stayed right where he was. But early, on the first day of the week, he got up. He got up. He didn't have all power then. 40 days later, Matthew 28, when he said, all authority has been given to me. He had all power. For he took an Escalade heavenly cloud back to heaven, and he's on his way back at the church with that spot of blemish. Good evening, my Lord. Don't forget him. Don't forget the Lord. Don't forget what he's done for you. And don't forget other people that help you along the way. We must remember. Fasting will help us to remember. Study God's word will help us to remember. Worshiping him will help us to remember. Testifying what the Lord done for you help you remember. Prayer will help you remember. Praise will help you remember. Church fellowship will help you remember. Coming to church will help you remember. May God help you. Never, never forget about God. Never forget about those that help you along the way. Whether we realize it or not, somebody helped us along the way and still helping us. I remember 1964, Mr. Johnny Wilson, which was the principal of Pinecrest High School. He took me and Adonia Brinson to Grambling. Now, Mama had another plan for me, but he said, Willie, you need to go to college. And he took us, got us down. Neither one of us had any money. Got us a job in the kitchen. And that was all right with me, because I had been used to being in the kitchen, Brother Brown. Yeah. Brought us down. That was the start of a new day. Yes. Now, I didn't stick it out, but my friend Adonia did. Amen. I decided to go a different route. That's just life. But I thank God for the redirection of my life. Even though I didn't go and finish, but with my home training, I was able to make it where I'm at now. And the help of the Lord. A lot of people helped me. Sister Bolton helped me when I came here. Young, immature, she pulled me to the side. Said, Rev, do you want to stay in my life? You remember that? I ain't gonna give you the whole story, but this is what you gotta do.
Yes.
Now, if you're not willing to do that, you might as well go now.
Yes.
See, now we ain't had this conversation. You remember that, Mother Bolton? She helped me, because I was immature. Spiritually. That's why Paul said, don't appoint a novice as a pastor. But that's just a few people that helped me. Sister Price helped me. Brother Melvin helped me. A lot of people in this church helped me in a pastoral capacity. I was helped along the way. And I'm grateful and thankful for all of their help.
Yes.
And when I reflect back, if I had done things differently, I would be way further than I am now. But that was my choice.
Yes.
And we all have a choice.
Yes.
But don't give up on your children. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on God for sure.
Yes.
Don't give up on each other.
Yes.
And don't forget from where you have. And God is still leading you.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind sacrificing extra help, effort, energy, burning the midnight oil, you can go higher than where you are now. But it has to be through you. It has to be your choice. You have to make that choice. That I'm going to do better than what I'm doing now. Those are churches open to be one. We invite you to come if there be one this morning. The proclamation has been made that demands an invitation. It's your choice to come just as you are. can come by letter, Christian experience, baptism. Jesus says, whosoever will, let them come. Won't you come this morning? This is your day. This is your moment. And all we have is this precious moment right now. You'll be present, won't you come? Maybe you want to rededicate your life to God. Won't you come? This is your moment. This is your opportunity. Won't you come if you'll be present? All we have is this precious moment right now. Thank God for it. Amen. We have done as God has commanded us to do, yet there's room to do more. Brothers and sisters, let's go and wash.
Precious name of Jesus, just to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for who you are, God. Thank you that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Thank you, Lord, that you are sovereign. You rule, God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can cry, Abba Father, because you are our Father. Oh, Lord, we come to give you the glory, God, to give you the honor, to give you the praise, God, to exalt your holy name, Father God. And Father, we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for our coming together here today. Thank you for the word that was in season, God. Lest we forget, Lord. Lord, thank you, God, for Pastor Dunkley, Lord, and that you laid it on his heart, God, to bring us a word in season, God, that we may return unto you, God, that you may return unto us. For we are in that place, Father, where we've forgotten, God, what you've done. Forgot about all of your goodness, God. Forgot about, Lord, how it was you that saved us, freed us, oh God, from bondage, God. Forgot about, Lord, that it was you that opened the doors, Father God, and closed those that needed to be closed, God. Forgot about, Lord, that it's you that keeps sustaining this world, Lord. That you're still in control, God. And Lord, you are in control of our lives, Father God. And you are calling us to return unto you. You said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name, if we will humble ourselves and pray, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, you said you would heal the land. We thank you, Lord God, that the call have gone out, that the word have gone forth, God. And Lord, you said it will not return void. but it will accomplish the purpose wherewith you have sent it, oh God. So Lord, now it's heavy on our hearts, God. Heavy on our hearts, your goodness and your mercy, God. The greatness of you, God, your amazing grace, God. We're reminded, God, that we didn't get here by ourselves, but it was by your amazing grace. We thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that he shed for the remission of our sins. We thank you, Lord, for the death, Lord, that he got victory over the grave and death. We thank you, Lord, for resurrection power, God, because he lived, Lord. Those who have put their trust in him can live also. Oh, we are blessed, God, and we give the glory to you. Now, Father, as we gather here, Lord, we remember, God, the bread that represents Jesus' body that was broken for us. We remember the wine, God, that represents his blood that was shed for the remission, forgiveness of our sins. We remember, God, that he died, but on the third day he was resurrected, God. We remember, Father, that he's coming back again, Lord, for his church, God. So, Lord, we pray. We pray for the church, God, that we will continue, Lord, in the work that you have called us to, God. We don't need to invent, Lord, any new methods, because you've already placed it in your word, God, what you want us to do, Lord. We just fail to follow your plan. But Lord, the word has gone out. And now we remember, Father God. And Lord, I pray that we will obey. I pray for those that are lost, that they will hear the word, hear the gospel, God. Because the gospel has the power of salvation, Lord, unto every man that hear and believe and receive. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the choir that sung so beautiful, Lord. Thank you for Mount Olive, this congregation, yes, this body, yes, of believers. I pray that we continue, Lord, to grow in your grace,
yes,
and in the knowledge and understanding of you, Lord. And we will give you the glory. We will give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Yes.
Oh,
was bound by faith, I received my
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. All right.
Amen. As we look at the script, we take note that Paul is saying in his writing, do this, this do in remembrance of me, in remembrance of Christ. We partake of this Lord's Supper on the second Sundays when we come, so that we don't forget who Jesus is or what he did for us in dying on the cross for all of our sins. Laid in a borrowed grave, but by the power of God, he raised him up on the first day. This is to remind us. Paul says, and for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, a symbol of his body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup, which he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Amen. Jesus' precious blood, Jesus' precious blood, Jesus' precious blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died up on the cross. Knew it was the blood for me. Use the blood. Know it was the blood of me. Hey, when I was lost, he died up on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. I do want to say to you, I have not said anything today that I have not said beforehand. As far as our associations go, I have spoken my feelings and how I think it ought to be. It always fell on deaf ears, and one group ran me away, so I decided I would not let nobody run me away from nowhere. But I know what God has placed on my heart. And I can still be a part of your organization, but I don't have to go along with all the foolishness that you do. I can still stand, and that's what I do, based on our cancer. I don't want you to feel that I'm putting down this.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart.